This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Come on. Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Greg Mercet. Greg, are you ready to do this?
Let's go.
I like it. Let's go. Greg is a CFP. He is the CEO of Busy Kid. It's an app helping kids earn and manage money. Excited to have you on. Greg, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, my personal life is pretty out of control, honestly. I've been married for 25 years. We've got 6 kids, and I've learned a lot through those 25 years trying to figure things out. And I'm a certified financial planner. So you take being a dad of 6 and a certified financial planner, and you stick those things together, and then what you get is something like Busy Kid. But you get a person who understands how important it is to teach kids about money. And not only money, but working and earning the money. Because I think for some odd reason, a lot of people these days think it's just kind of the normal thing to just get money for no reason. It's crazy. It really is crazy. And so that's kind of me. And that's my passion, is how do we teach the next generation to work hard and manage their money right? Being a CFP, like, that's what I picked up on. I've been managing other people's money, working with business owners primarily for 20 years, and they always had 2 things in common. Number one, they worked like crazy. Like, they worked really hard. Number two, they managed their money well, and they were smart about it. And, like, those are 2 big things to make a successful person. So I thought, well, how do you stuff that into a little kid? And that's kind of where I'm at.
Nice. I appreciate that. So how do you take all that knowledge and then experience and literally, yes, how do you stuff that into a little kid and make it so it's effective and it actually works? Because that's really, you know, we were talking before we got started. I've got 2 kids, and it's like, one of the key things I want to do is just raise a child who is responsible with money. And I feel like that's probably a goal for most, you know, one of the goals for parents. So.
Yeah. So honestly, I think, believe it or not, technology has made this a lot easier. Like, I think gone are the days of the piggy bank, like the old school, stick it on the dresser, stuff bills and coins in it. Envelopes, jars, like all that stuff. Like, I get it. It worked long ago in a galaxy far away when we used to use like paper money and coins. Every day, I literally never have like actual money in my pocket. Like, I don't know. Most people don't, right?
Right.
You get to a place now and they only accept cash. You're like, what is this? It's like, is this illegal? Like, I don't know about this. So those days are gone, and it actually, I think, is making it easier, believe it or not, to teach kids about money using technology. So they embrace it. They get it. They're smart with it. They just know how to use it almost intuitively. It seems crazy, you know, but the old, you know, ask your grandkid or ask your kid how to fix your phone. Like, they know. They know how to do this stuff. So if you ask me, money these days is just like little numbers on a screen now. And so you have to translate that into like what it actually is, where it actually comes from, and how it works. And so truth be told, technology is really helping us. And if we embrace it that way and we like ditch the old school methods, they get it. And they really kind of like it. And if you can light that fire in a kid early on in their life, they will start making better financial decisions, and that's the name of the game. If they can start making financial decisions early that are better, and not wait till they're 25 to start figuring this out and they're totally screwed up and already have like debt and everything else, like they're going to be in good shape. So embrace the technology and like make it happen.
Yeah, appreciate that. So as you were trying to figure out how to put this, how to put Busy Kid together, were there certain principles? You mentioned earning money, working for money. What are some of the other principles you said, okay, these are really what we're trying to reinforce here?
Okay, so I'm no genius, but I can pick up on a few things, okay? And when it comes to reality, what do adults do? Every day they go to work, okay? Work. That's the main component to earning money, right? They go to work and they earn some money, and then they do three things primarily with that money, okay? They save some, hopefully, right? Most Americans kind of like don't very good, but they save some, maybe in a 401k or something, right? And that's usually how it works. Then they share some, which is like the philanthropic part of our lives, right? We either give to church or charity or something we care about usually, right? Or the freeloading, you know, person in your life, whatever. Sure. Okay. So you save a little bit or invest it, you share. And then the last thing is you spend, right? And that's what we do with the lion's share of our money, but then we spend. And when we spend, we usually use plastic, right? That's just kind of the medium in which we use. So to me, those are the fundamental building blocks of teaching finance: earning and then saving, sharing, spending. And that's essentially, that's what Busy Kid does for a kid automatically. And that's why it's so important that it's a balanced financial approach. Like, what's the point of just facilitating giving your kid money so that they can blow it? Like, the whole give it, blow it thing doesn't make sense. And that enables them to be, you know, the guy in your basement until he's 30. Like, I don't want that. I mean, let's get them out of the house ASAP, flying on their own and making good decisions. So those are the fundamentals. So when it comes to like what were like the components, what's the recipe for Busy Kid? It was the reality of what all of us do: earning, saving, sharing, and spending. That's fundamentally, that's it.
Nice. So
how do we make that easy for a kid to understand? You put it in an app.
Yeah.
And that's what we did.
Nice. So when you say earn money, do you have language that you use for that? Is it an allowance? Is it salary? Is it?
You know what? I'm not so hung up on the language, honestly. It's salary, it's commission, it's chores, it's work, it's like get off the couch and do something. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care what you call it.
Yeah.
But it's the ability for a kid to get money. And, you know, a kid can't get a, quote, real job until they're, you know what, 16 almost? Kind of got to drive themselves to the place sure. they're going to do stuff. So if you can't get a real job, what are you going to do? Well, the easiest thing and the most natural thing is to like get it from home, get it from your parents. They're the source of the money. You're not going to get it from your school teachers. You're not going to get it from almost anybody. I mean, you could get really entrepreneurial and earn it from your neighbor, you know, mow their lawn or wash their car or something like that. And that's awesome. And that's encouraged, right? But the most natural place to get it is your home and your parents. So like give them some chores to do. Are you kidding me? I don't know about you, but around our house, there's plenty to do.
Sure.
And I'm totally fine with paying him for some of those things. And I know there's some people, I'm not paying him for chores. They live here and I make their breakfast every morning and I have a roof over their head. Like, I get that whole argument, but okay, so where are they going to get any money then?
Right.
To start making financial decisions.
Yeah.
Out of thin air? Like, I don't know about that. I'd rather be lazy and have them do some of the work around this place because yeah. there's plenty of it and I'm tired of doing it. So give them chores to do, let them earn money, and then they can start practicing, right? Practice makes perfect, as we all know. So get them some money in their hand so that they can go out and do stuff. And when I say hand, I mean phone.
Right. So so this is an app, and I'm linking my bank account to it. And so it's the Grumbacher family, and we've got James and we've got Jack, who are my two boys. And so they have like their accounts, and I'm funding them on a weekly basis with X number of dollars. Walk me through it, how it actually works.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of nailed it. Like, this is what it is. It's like getting kids busy doing stuff that makes sense when it comes to money. So a parent sets up their account, okay? They load their kids in. Then they give them chores. And we have like a whole boatload of chores in there. They all have dollar amounts associated with them. We've had millions of chores done. So we kind of know like the going rate. Okay. So we pitch you that so you don't have to think about it. And if you think, I don't know, that's a little high. Like me, I'm a cheapskate. So I would like want to change that a little bit. Right. So, okay, fine. I just change it. Right. You can customize that stuff. You can also put in custom chores. So if you want them to like feed Fido, okay, or clean up after Fido or whatever, take a picture of Fido and like upload it. So it's kind of cool for the kid. So there's plenty of those things. You can just do it to your heart's content. You can put custom chores in there. And that gives them the ability to start like doing what the rest of us do. Like get up in the morning and think, oh shoot, what do I have to do today? I got to get some stuff done, right? This is a perfect way to get them into that rhythm. Get up in the morning, go work, make some money, and then you have money to do the things you want to do. So you set those things up. They do those chores. They tap on them. I did it, right? We keep track of all that. And this is the greatest part. On Friday, you're going to get an email and a push notification that says, it's payday. And you like approve the payroll, like a boss would approve the payroll. And then, boom, you approve that, and we're going to pull the money from your checking account into our system, and then we're going to do what I told you. We're going to split it up, put a little bit in save, a little bit in share, a little bit in spend. And that allocation, okay, that splitting up of the money, we've set it kind of based on your kid's age, but you can change that too if you're like, we don't share around here. I don't know, whatever. You can change that up if you'd like. But then that automatically makes like managing their money a methodical kind of process in a very balanced way, not just give me my money so I can go blow it.
Yeah.
Because that's not what we're trying to teach.
No.
So that's it. That's fundamentally it. It's approve the payday, boom. And maybe last but not least, we have a feature in the app that people use it like crazy. We have millions of dollars sent, okay? And it's the bonus, okay? And the bonus is awesome because it's like literally you reach in your pocket and you tap on the kid and you say, send bonus. And you can send them $20 or you can send them $10 or, you know, and it can be for, I've seen all sorts of things in our system. It could be for good grades. It could be for like a killer recital performance, you know? It could be for hitting an HR at the baseball game, like whatever. But what a great way to teach kids, like, hey, you can get a bonus if you do good stuff.
Yeah.
And that work too. So
1,000%. I think that's awesome. So then how do they actually use the money?
Yeah. So this is the great part, right? So this is, all right, now this is where the rubber meets the road. I'm a big believer in kids learn best by actually doing this stuff, not just like reading about it, watching a video. Like, that's all good. Don't get me wrong. But actually like doing it, that's where it's like going to translate into a real life lesson. So they bust it out, they get this money, and then they can literally go into the save area and invest in fractional shares of stock. Like, that's a mind blowing thing when you're a kid. Okay. You're hearing about Tesla. You like them when they drive by, but boy, when you're like, hey, you could own a piece of that company. It's like, what? I can? How? What? And we facilitated that. So now they can go in and browse stocks by brand, okay? And then they can own a little piece of that in increments of as little as $10. Like, that is a big deal for a kid. And I can tell you from experience, talking to lots and lots of kids, they pay attention. When they've actually, like, busted it out, cleaned up after Fido, right? Brought out the trash, did all this stuff, got their own money, and then bought $20 worth of Tesla stock or Amazon or Walmart or whatever they want, like, they're going to pay attention. They know what's going on now. It's a crazy thing. So they can buy fractional shares, they can donate to charities, and then they can load money onto their own Visa card and go out there and like buy stuff online, at stores, etc. Like, you're empowering them to do everything that you do as an adult. And it's all with parental approval. like it doesn't drive you nuts as a parent, but you're going to get a little notification that says Johnny wants to buy, you know, $20 worth of stock, and you're like, wow, okay, awesome. And you can approve it or deny it, right? Same thing with charity, same thing with how Johnny wants to load $25 on his card. To approve or deny, great conversation point, right? Why do you want $25 on your card? What are you doing? Oh, I'm going to the movies or whatever. Okay, great. I would much rather that conversation, like, you want to load $25 of your own money onto your own card so you can go to the movies with your buddies? Okay, as opposed to, hey, Dad, can I have $20 to go to the movies? And then you just give it to him.
Right.
Like, that's the worst thing to do, right?
For sure.
Not that I've ever done that before, but.
No, not that these scenarios would actually play out.
Yeah.
I'd love, and you've obviously had a lot of success with this, but I'd love to hear some of the hiccups just from your personal experience raising six kids. And I'd love to hear particularly from the giving side, because sometimes I think that can be abstract for little kids.
Yeah. So it's hard to teach kids any of these concepts, frankly. And I think, like I said, technology is helping in that way. When it comes to the giving part, okay, the sharing part, I think what it is mainly is that is the definite conversation place, because it is a little abstract and they don't really kind of get it. So what I suggest is browsing through all these charities that we have and like finding one that kind of fits your family a little bit. So maybe you have somebody in your family that has autism or something like that, or an aunt who had struggled with cancer, or they just have like this, you know, you're driving down you're getting off the freeway and there's that guy standing there on the side of the road who needs help, right? That I think we've all kind of been in those situations. Sure. Before. And maybe there's this conversation like, you know, there is a charity that like makes lunches for guys like that. And it's pretty cool. Maybe we should think about supporting them a little bit. Maybe you should give them some of your money, because maybe that's the best way to facilitate helping that type of person, right? As opposed to just, once again, nobody has cash. So it's like, oh, shoot, you know, I wish I could give that guy $5, but yeah. I haven't had a $5 bill in my pocket for 2 years. You know what I mean? So this is a great place to facilitate those kind of conversations. And we've made it easy to go in and like check them out. Look at the charities, click on a link, go in there, talk about it, research it a little bit, and then make the donation. So this is a great place to do that. And
is that actually part of the app?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
So you can literally go in and like I said, I'm not making up any of those things. So like a kid's charity in, I want to say he's back east, like New York and New Jersey, but he's one of our busy kids. He, Liam's Lunches is literally what it's called. And he and his sister like make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, like make lunches for homeless people. And they like go out and deliver them every day. It's crazy. And so when we heard about that, we're like, oh, we totally want that in our share area. Like, that's awesome. So we have big ones like, you know, Red Cross, American Heart. Sure. And then we've got little ones like Liam Lunches, like that very few people have heard about, but are totally cool and need our support just like anybody else. So this is a great way to teach that kind of quasi-abstract thing about philanthropy.
No, that's excellent right there. That makes perfect sense. So well done.
Once again, they learn best by doing stuff, right? Figuring it out, learning about it, and then taking your money and like, boom, giving it. That's where it hurts a little bit, but it's supposed to.
Yeah, I love it. Exactly. Yeah. Well, Greg, the people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Okay. All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
I think kids need to stop spending what I call OPM, other people's money, okay? OPM is a bad thing. It's an addiction. You can look at even like at all levels, okay? Debt is completely 100% out of control. National debt, holy smokes, don't even get me started. You know, people don't even know how many zeros are in $1 trillion. And it's just, it blows your mind, you know, and we're throwing that around like it's no big deal. Student debt, all time high. Consumer debt, all time high. This is all crazy and it's OPM, okay? We need to have our kids stop playing with OPM. And usually that's a parent's, right? That whole scenario of, hey, I want to go to the movies, and you just hand them over $20. That's a problem. Like, we got to, like, kind of break that cycle. And if they can start spending their own money and not other people's money, not OPM, they're going to be much better off. So that's my difference-making tip, is shut down the OPM and get with the program and let your kids earn their own money and then start to manage it.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets it. Come on.
Come on.
Greg, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you, and where can they download BusyKid?
Super easy. BusyKid.com or the app stores. We're all over the place.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Greg your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to BusyKid.com, download the app, find it wherever you download all of your apps. Thanks again, Greg.
Hey, thanks, George. It was super fun.
Yeah, and until next time, keep fighting the good fight, as we are all in this together. This episode is brought to you by Money Alignment Academy. If you are looking for a financial wellness platform for your company, your organization, and your employees, check out moneyalignmentacademy.com or click on the link in the notes of the show.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.